Good morning, Madonna Guy here from New Leaf Natural Therapies. Now, for those of you around the world who are starting the matured hops bitter extracts, I'll have a link below. It's not cheap, but man, it is really interesting the way that it works. I'm sure you've seen some of the videos, and it's just amazing because it just keeps on toning that vagus nerve, keeps calming that sympathetic nervous system and parasympathetic nervous system. But what it also does is shifts toxins around your body. So if you are not drinking enough purified water, if you are not taking care of your diet and your health. So yeah, of course, lots of people have taken it. They've gone on cruises, they've lost weight while they've been away. But these aren't the normal people. About 10% of people don't have to change anything about their lifestyle and just start losing that visceral fat throughout their body. And I wonder if those people just haven't done as much damage to their bodies with what yo-yo dieting, with medications, with toxicity. So it's really interesting to be watching. So I want to show you firstly, there's a scan app called Me360. So I'm going to show you my scans on the 1st of September to now, firstly, so you just get a bit of a look. It's really attractive, but I'm going to do it anyway. So this is an app that everyone can download. And basically what you can do is grab, you get 5 free scans, and then it's about 10 bucks a month. But basically what it ends up doing is shows you, so this date is from the 1st of. So you get 5 free scans and you can then compare them down the track. So it's a really attractive app. It actually shows you a visual of what you look like as well. It does like a 3D 360 view. So as you can see, there's shifts in the chest, the stomach, the waist, 94.7 down to 90.5, 107 down to 102.5, 32.9 down to 31.6, 31.4 down to 30.3. So, there's been moves everywhere, including forearms and thighs and calves. Calves are taking a bit of time, but I've always had fairly muscly calves, so that doesn't surprise me. And don't you love this one? Body surface area from 1.8 meters squared to 1.7 meters squared, and lean body mass down from 46.9 down to 46.4. But what does that mean in terms of what's going on with cellular health? So if you can find someone in your area with a bioimpedance screening device, there's a few of them down the world. The one that I have is called ImpediMed. There's ones called Quad Scans. There's lots of them around. And I'll show you again what that one shows you so that you get a bit of an idea. Okay, so this is my first VLA from when I got back from holiday. So hubby and I had been away for 2.5 weeks. We'd had a marvelous time. And just so you know, and I know people deal in pounds in other parts of the world, but my weight was 76 kilos. My body mass index was 29.69. Now, once our BMI is over 30, we're making at least 32 inflammatory hormones all the time. The difference from ideal with fat mass was 14.9 kilos. So I nearly had 15 kilos of excess fat to move. Now then, and the worst part of it is, and I'm going to be blatant and honest, this was aging me. So I'm 55 years old. It made me 67 years old biologically. Pretty sucky, hey? So, but the good news is, see these yellow guys here? So my muscle quality 90%, my cellular fluid balance pretty good, and same with my hydration. Now, one of the things that I love as a woman is the extracellular fluid. So on page 2 of this, extracellular fluid, we want at least 50% of fluid on the inside of the cells, and I've got 48.59%. It's really hard for women to have more than 50% of fluid on the inside of the cells. So again, I'm trying to really up my Celtic sea salt, my purified water, my detoxification with things like zeolites, fulvic acid, humic acids to be binding with toxins and removing them from the body. Because you see here, my extracellular fluid was 16.3 liters, and it really only needs to be, or perfect would be 12.47. So I've got nearly 4 liters of excess fluid in my body surrounding the cells because there's something toxic or inflamed or out of balance that the body needs to dilute. That's why we have this excess fluid. So now if I do the comparison, This is a comparison between the 1st of September when we got back from holidays. This was when I got my matured hops bitter extracts, and this is today. So 1st of September, 9th of September, and today, the 8th of November. I do have a lot more, but I just wanted to keep it nice and clear because it is really interesting for me having this device, seeing when my body is shifting things. So initially, weight was 76 kilos. Today, I'm down to 71.2. This is clothed on my scales. My muscle mass, my muscle, the amount of ATM is two things. It's both visceral fat plus muscle, so active tissue mass. It's the mass in our body that creates enzymes, that is active, that is releasing hormones. So I need, so basically, I've got 22.15 kilos of active tissue mass. And the muscle quality today is 88.38. It's been around that 89 to 88. I do know in there it was up over 92% a couple of times. But I suspect that I'm releasing toxins at the moment because my cellular fluid balance, the closer it is to zero, the better we are. The closer to zero, the better the cellular fluid. And see, it's worse than it was on the 9th of September. So visceral fat, as we are releasing visceral fat, we are releasing toxins. But see my biomarker? So I've gone from 67 to 66 to 63. So I'm getting back to my 55%, which is really cool. So when I'm looking at things, I'm really having, and my fat mass overall, it's gone from 31.3 kilos down to 29.33 kilos down to 25.79 kilos. So that fat mass is shifting. My biomarker, so my cellular age is going down. My muscle quality is sort of staying about the same, but my body's dealing with a lot of toxins as that visceral fat is being removed. And once again, that's one of the things that I've been working with people for 20 years. So a lot of practitioners don't understand the nuance with this. So it's really good to get a practitioner who understands it. Now, the other thing I wanted to have a look at was what my bioimpedance screening. Nope. What I wanted to do was what my bioresonance was doing today. So let's go and have a look at that. So this is mine this morning, the 8th of the 11th, 2024. So I haven't even looked at it yet. But basically, what I'm loving about this is that each and every day, oh, that's interesting arnica. I've got heel pain at the moment. And I had a big treatment with my chiropractor a couple of days ago. And he was telling me that when you have a heel injury, you can build up calcification in that area. And because this, the matured hops bitter extracts, because it's working on the vagus nerve, which is around any and all systems of the body, you can be releasing all sorts of old toxins from the body. So let's get, oh my goodness, look at my messy chakras at the moment. I'll have to make sure I play my frequencies. So there's so previous is as it's going through and currents where it landing. So, you know, my crown chakra, my brow chakra, my heart chakra, my sacral, my base chakra, they're a bit of a mess, aren't they? So I'll have to make sure I run some frequencies for myself. And look at this, low spleen energy, low heart energy, high small intestine energy, low bladder energy. Pericardium is the circulation of the sexual energy, low gallbladder energy, brain. Oh my goodness, it's a bit of a mess. And I can see that in my VLA today. The inflammation's a bit higher, which is really interesting. So, yeah, intraluminal pressure in the digestive tract. So, it's dealing with something. Sometimes that's because the body is dealing with, say, fungus, candida, bacteria, that type of thing. I'm sort of curious to see. Where, oh, my thyroid isn't awesome today. So I've got some reverse T3 that's messing with things. And there's inflammation around the pelvis at the moment. I've got nerve pain on the right at the moment. So that's really interesting to me as well. And okay, so a couple of heavy metals in the bloodstream at the moment, barium and cobalt. And there's some delightful spike proteins in my bloodstream at the moment. Well, that's just bloody awesome. So now what I'm going to do is run the vitals again. So the vitals, this is what I do for clients who just want to know where their body is in relation to, say, metabolic disease, because let's face it, this is what metabolic disease is all about. So when we are running the bioresonance device, I'm for Metabolic disease, I'm looking at the heart, I'm looking at blood sugar, I'm looking at things that could cause inflammation. I'm looking at the thyroid, I'm looking at the vagus nerve, the sympathetic nervous system, and the parasympathetic nervous system. None of those look too bad in the first one, but I did notice that hops is creating inflammation in there at the moment. And of course, we are using hops matured bitter extract, so we are deliberately creating some changes in the body with the hops. Because I haven't had any beer. We've been trying to not drink alcohol every night. Because when we're drinking alcohol, that is the first thing your body absorbs. So therefore, when you're taking something to help yourself heal and you do something really stupid every day, it's working against itself. So when people get their vitals report, the first thing that I love, and I just, and once again, I just sort of have a look at it and I tell them, well, green is good, red is bad. So for example, for me at the moment, yogurt is not great. And what's the other one? Casein. That's really interesting because last night I made a cottage cheese and I think it was a sheep milk blend to have on some soup that I made up. Anyway, so all of the foods are in through here. So you can, so people who do get this done, they can just have a squeeze through that and have a look. Let me have a look. Okay, so hops is back into balance. Happy to hear. And there's all the veggies and the miscellaneous things like eggs and stuff. Reminds me, I've got to do another one for one of my clients about eggs. She's dying to get back on the eggs. And every time we run it, the body goes, nope. Yep, my chakras are still out. So again, I'll have to do some work on those later on today. Still a bit of a mess with those meridians, aren't they? Very interesting. But when we are moving toxins around the body because we're doing a really high level detox or shift to the body, all sorts of things can shift. So what I'm looking for at the moment, now look at this. So inflammation and oxidation, I've got cytokine activity. So that was one of the problems during the last few years that caused a lot of fear was that they knew that the coronavirus could cause a cytokine storm. So cytokines are all about, it's a small protein released by cells that has a specific effect on the interactions between cells and on communication between cells. So that tells me that I need to take some more of the ASEA, the redox signaling molecules as well, get that communication happening. If I had my STEM ENHANCE here, I would do that as well. And this one here is actually a marker for cardiac disease, the LP. PLA2. So it can be about inflammation in the artery walls. So if that was constantly showing up in my scan, then I'd be recommending something like D and K. But look at this. This is insulin resistance. And I've got three markers going on there. I've got one with the pancreas beta cells and one with glycemic control. So even though my diet is really good at the moment, we are shifting fat every day using the matured hops bitter extracts. So we're releasing old toxins from our visceral fat out into the bloodstream. But the other thing I wanted to check was the nervous systems, because that now let's have a look in here with the brain nerves. So it is showing some cerebral arteriosclerosis. And again, we want to make sure that we're getting beautiful energy to the brain. The glossopharyngeal nerve is a bit inflamed, the spinal accessory, but look, I've got a beautiful vagus nerve activity at the moment. And at the moment, today, at this moment, my parasympathetic nervous system function is going really well as well. And so is my sympathetic nervous system. And they hardly ever, like the vagus, the sympathetic, and the parasympathetic nervous systems, three really big things that the matured hops bitter extracts work on. So that's really nice to see. Now, again, in relation to metabolic disease, I just look at the red in relation to the cardiovascular, cerebrovascular. So there's a bit going on there. So again, I know we're moving that with the supplements I'm taking, but it just gives me an idea. Like I said, I've got this pain in my nerves, in my heel at the moment, but so therefore, I'm sort of looking at things to do with the nervous system. Hormones are a bit of a mess as well. So very, very interesting. So I'll be running myself a few Cephies today to make sure. Oh, look at the kidneys. So the molecule, I did not drink a single glass of water yesterday. And I did wonder if that was why my inflammation was higher today when I did my VLA. Very interesting. And of course, down the bottom, I like having a look at what toxins we can be. So for a start, oh, look at this. Vaccine toxins are in there, both before and after, metabolic waste. herbicide toxicity, excitotoxins, electromagnetic radiation, and hair product. Oh, right, I do have hair goop on at the moment. That's interesting. And there's a bunch of little heavy metals going on in there as well. So all of that is in the bloodstream that my body is really trying to deal with. Really interesting. And then when we're over here, look at these different strains of coronavirus. So there's the Delta strain, there's an Omicron 2, there's the spike proteins again, and there's also some shedding from Pfizer, which is very, it's just interesting. It's more stuff we have to, our little bodies have to cope with. So, that's the sort of stuff I like having a look at when I'm looking at the what is the matured hops bitter extract doing? I do this for everyone, regardless of whether they're taking those supplements. But I love the bioimpedance screening because it gives such a beautiful little snapshot of muscle quality, muscle health, of our fat mass, the amount of fat we've got in our body. But the things like the extracellular fluid, it gives us an idea of how much detoxing our body needs to be doing. Good stuff. Anyway, that's it for today. Have a good one. Bye.